Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive, Ruby and Eve with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane will see the Art of Banksy Chapter 2 exhibit making the premiere on the 5th of November 2025. Launching exclusively in Brisbane, the unprecedented new chapter provides a reimagination of Banksy's iconic exhibition, featuring more than 300 pieces and assorted artwork. Muse Entertainment, in partnership with leading global live entertainment platform Viva, the Art of Banksy Chapter 2 offers a multi-sensory experience, transforming the underground aesthetic of the street art into a museum-quality encounter. With Chapter 2, we are elevating the Banksy experience to new heights. This is not just about art. This is about stepping inside Banksy's world and experiencing the message, the humor, and the urgency of his work in a way that has never been done before, said Kamal Gutang, Managing Director of Muse Entertainment. Additionally, a pharmacist's stolen image has been used in dangerous deepfake adverts for a weight loss drug. The angry pharmacist says unidentified fraudsters have used her image without consent to promote weight loss drugs online. Mary Baker's photo was manipulated alongside a fabricated weight loss success story shared on social media. This Facebook advert included a fake endorsement showing the pharmacist in a doctorate before and after image promoting herbal weight loss products. At first, I couldn't help but find it kind of funny, Ms. Baker said. However, she then said that it got less and less funny, and I got really quite angry. Ms. Baker reported the ads in Facebook groups, but she was blocked by the administrators of the Facebook pages, and her comments were hidden.
In national news, Senator Jacinta Price has accused fellow Liberal Party MP Alex Hawke of inappropriate conduct, claiming her own party doesn't stand up for women being mistreated by their colleagues. The Northern Territory Senator made the claims in an extensive Facebook post following her controversial claims about Indian immigration she made on the ABC last Wednesday. Price states that Hawke did not communicate with her about the matter, but rather chose to berate one of her staff. Price states that, quote, he pressed that if I do not comply with his requests, I may end up like another female member of the coalition, who I won't name. The dispute has deepened tensions inside the Liberal Party, which is now in damage control with the Indian community. Additionally, a trial to take away shark nets from three New South Wales beaches has been paused after a fatal shark attack in Sydney's northern suburbs over the weekend. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has said the action was the right thing to do after the, quote, terrible event which took place at a netted beach. The Premier said in a press conference, quote, we want to make sure that we have the information in front of us before we take that kind of decision, and I'm not going to make any decision before that report is back to the New South Wales government.
In international news, Russia has launched its largest attack on Ukraine, targeting government buildings in the capital city of Kyiv, killing two and causing destructive fires. Yesterday's barrage of missiles and drones also targeted regions in the north, east and south of the country, striking government buildings and residential apartments, leaving hundreds displaced. The attack was also the largest ever drone attack ever seen in the war, with Russia firing 805 drones at Ukraine. Air defense took out over 700, but were unable to keep up entirely. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.